Part 1. Green Algae. Chapter 1. Science Schmiance. It was a gorgeous, sunny day, but Maeve Kaplan Taylor was not a happy camper. There was nothing quite as upsetting as watching her four best friends happily turn down Beacon Street on their way to their favorite hangout, Montoya's Bakery, without her. Kitani, in her shiny silver-colored parka, was strutting ahead confidently. She was telling Charlotte and Isabel all about a fabulous sale going on at her favorite vintage store. Avery was jogging along behind the other three, happily dribbling a blue and yellow soccer ball. But Maeve, sadly, was left standing alone. "Now I know how that cheese must have felt in the song about the farmer in the dell. Poor little cheese," Maeve thought to herself, dramatically touching her heart.
"Hey, Maeve, last chance. We really want you to come," Avery hollered back, stopping her soccer ball under her sneaker. She beckoned for Maeve to join the group.
"Think about it. A mug full of Montoya's chocolate deliciousness."
"Oh, I really, really do want to go. But I just can't. It's my tutoring day. Have a mug for me, okay?"
"Okay," Avery shouted.
And with that, she punted her soccer ball up the street and took off in a wild chase behind it. Maeve felt like there were lead blocks attached to her feet as she trudged back to her family's apartment on Harvard Street. After all, this had been a bad, horrible day right from the start. It all began when Maeve overslept for the second time that week and had to run to school without breakfast or major hair repair. A triple tragedy. Then, worst of all, Ms. Rodriguez had given the class a pop quiz in English. Maeve hated pop quizzes more than anything, even more than practicing free throws and basketball. Studying for a regular test was bad enough, but to be ambushed with a test? Right when she was starving? That was just too unfair. And lunch, of course, was none other than the dreaded tuna fish mac and cheese, maybe the worst thing ever invented. A cup of hot chocolate and some quality time with the BSG probably would have been the one thing that could have cheered her up. The tiny silver lining on Maeve's ginormous black rain cloud was her ultra-cute math tutor, Matt.
Matt. Matt. Matt.
Maeve thought he looked like Caleb Tucker, the adorable actor from Maplewood, one of her absolute fave TV shows. Plus, Matt was a student at Boston College. Compared to the immature boys in her class, like Henry Yurt and Billy Trentini, Matt the adorable was a dream. In Maeve's personal opinion, all tutors should have to be adorable by law.
"Oh, light bulb moment," Maeve thought excitedly. Maybe Matt the adorable could even make her want to learn science like Charlotte and Kitani.
They were both crazy about math and science. When she arrived home, she was relieved to see that Matt hadn't arrived yet. Phew. Now she had a chance to have a snack and freshen up a little. As soon as she opened the kitchen door, a heavenly smell wafted her way.
Cookies. Chocolate chip cookies.
From the plastic wrapper on the counter, she saw that it was the kind from a big block of pre-made dough. Maeve's mother worked and didn't have too much time to make cookies from scratch, but Maeve didn't care one bit. Cookie dough was cookie dough. Period. Final. Next to the plastic wrapper, she saw a note in her mother's handwriting. "Hi, Maeve. I'm on a conference call in my bedroom. Cookies will be done at 3:15. Work hard with Matt. XOXO. Love, Mom."